This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. I got to tell you, I feel so much better when I talk about my anxiety instead of keeping it bottled up. There's an expression that I first heard from the great researcher and also Zen practitioner Robert Waldinger: never worry alone. Our temptation many times is to keep it bottled up, but the data really show that the people who do the best in life, who live the longest and are the happiest, have strong relationships with people with whom they can talk about whatever's going on in their lives. And for me, therapy is part of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you might give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happier today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happier. As they say at Amica, empathy is our best policy. Whether you need auto, home, or life insurance, they're ready to help you protect the things that matter most to you. They're a mutual company, customer-owned, in service to you. Amica representatives are here when you need them, and you can take comfort knowing a real person will be there on the phone to take care of you, because the greatest measure of their success is your satisfaction. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey guys, happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. A lot of people say they have trouble concentrating during meditation. This is something that I hear from people all the time. I mean, all the time. And this is true for people who have quote-unquote normal brains, and it's triply true if you're a person with ADHD or related conditions. So today we've got a great teacher who actually himself has ADHD and knows a lot about how to teach people with that condition, or who just happen to be naturally fidgety and distractible like me but don't have a diagnosis. He knows a lot about how to teach us to meditate. Jeff is a great friend. He and I wrote a book together called Meditation for Fidgety Skeptics. He's the founder of the Consciousness Explorers Club, which is a meditation adventure group in Toronto. And if you want to meditate with Jeff in person, you can come to the Meditation Party Retreat that he and I are co-hosting with our mutual friend Sebane Selassie at the Omega Institute, which is outside of New York City. We'll put links in the show notes. We've got one event in May and another coming up in October. Here we go now with Jeff Warren.
Hi, this is Jeff. I have ADHD. Maybe you do too. Even if you don't, you may still have similar challenges. Meditation helps, but it has to be the right kind of meditation. So in this practice, we're going to keep the guidance continuous and fresh, and hopefully we will help you play to your strengths. So let's go. Okay, so you can start this meditation either sitting or standing, whatever you prefer. When I feel restless, I like to shake it out a bit. That means lightly bobbing my knees and flopping my arms around like a rag doll. Your eyes can be open or closed. And it can feel kind of good, like flop, flop, flop. Arms flapping around, like you're shimmying out some of the agitation in your body. Okay, good. And now stop and sit down and close your eyes. And right away, notice if there's any slight swirly energy feelings in your body. We'll do a short body scan here to explore how it is we feel the life of our body. So start up at your head. You can take a big inhale and then a big out breath. with your next out-breath, really relax your shoulders and your arms. Bring your attention now to your chest and your core. Sometimes, especially with the ADHD thing, there can be a bit of raciness there. So just feeling what's true for you. If there is anything, you're not trying to change it. You're just curious about it. And we'll keep the attention flowing down to your belly now and your hips. So just be curious. Down into the legs, all the way to the feet and the toes. What do you notice? Okay, and now, is there any place in the body that you kind of find yourself drawn to, that you want to pay attention to? You can let your curiosity guide you here. This practice of just noticing our sensations and feelings can be very helpful for ADHD folks. It can help slow down some of that impulsivity and some of the emotional reactivity. So get curious. What are you feeling in your body? Okay, so let's switch it up one last time and practice a little acceptance and self-compassion here at the end. So maybe you want to rest a hand on your chest or on your belly. Maybe repeat a phrase. It's good being who I am. No need to change. Just resting in exactly who you are. Okay, when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes if they've been closed. Thank you, my friend, for your practice. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jeff. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. And just to say again, if you want to come meditate with Jeff and with me and with our mutual friend, Sebane Selassie, in person, we're doing two meditation party events. One is in May. The other's in October. They're both at the Omega Institute, which is a couple hours outside of New York City. There are a few tickets left. You can get them by going to eomega.org or just click the link in the show notes. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fu, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.